Merhaba. Sağ ol. Düşkürüdüğün dost.
Some work under the direction of the temple presence and some work under my direction. But all of these voices is to the airports, mostly big books.
So you are feeling all right? Is there any difficulty? That's fine. That is what. You are a spark Nidanga player. I said he's played with things.
Sometimes when we go to the temples, they ask us to give a class, Sankirtan class, book distribution techniques. We tell them that before you can take any techniques, first you must follow the principles of study books.
That is real technique. Our only technique is to be very devout followers of the rules and regulations.
Sometimes the devotees can appreciate. We defeat someone. Sometimes we defeat someone by our preaching. And we're sure they should take the book. But still they don't take. But if we call them a fool and point out to them how they are foolish, they become offended. So rather than be just very humble, say, well,
yeah, we know that he is a fool, but we have to present in a different way. We shall say that there is nobody as learned as you are. In this way, just making partner. And then you say humbly, my only humble request is that whatever you have learned, please forget. Now we try to understand Chaitanya. That's this is a different way of calling him, that whatever you have learned, this is all rubbish. You simply say, kindly forget them. Now, you turn your attention to Chaitanya. This is the way Prabhupada Saraswati taught. You flatter him. So I have got one request. Flatter him like him. Falling down on his leg and becoming humble. That I have got one request. What is that? You are very learned scholar. But can you forget? And you try to turn your attention to children. You're not young. Then if he turns his attention to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then naturally he will forget all the things.
You've been trying more and more to Prabhupada to make our techniques of distribution more honest and straightforward, not to cheat so much as some of these methods in the past.
No, the thing is that this first service is so sublime that even if he cheats, you are not helped. But because you have to deal with the worldly man, we have to go according to their rules and regulations, cheating. Otherwise, a devotee of Krishna, he never cheats. He never cheats. Whatever he does, just like a mother says to his child, my dear child, if you take this medicine, I'll give you this yadu. The child is diseased. He will not be able to digest yadu. but the mother sometimes treats him. And when he takes the medicine, the lover is not dead. Similarly, sometimes we have to say so many things very pleasing to him. But our business is to let him take this medicine. That is practice. And that is not cheating. If the mother helps the child drinking medicine, and then afterwards she does not supply the level, that is not cheating. Samara, and that is the instruction of Guru Goswami. Deno deno prakarena mana Krishna divisa. Samara, let everyone be Krishna conscious. There is no question of vidhinse. Sarve vidhinse dasu. Etayo eva kinkala. The other rules and regulations will act as servant. But the main business is to bring one to Krishna consciousness. That is the main business. We are not meant for cheating anyone. We have no business. But to lead one to Krishna consciousness, we may say something sometimes. So, that is not cheating. They say, here is the Krishna man. Huh? So he utters the name of Krishna. That is good for him.
And then after a while, maybe a couple of friends, they just stop
him. Yeah, because he has chanted Krishna. Here is the Krishna man. Here is the rascal Krishna man.
We found one police man at the Atlanta airport. The devotees harassing the devotees, trying to stop them. And one time, I came down the stairs and I saw him in the corner reading Isha Upanishad. He's trying to understand. I know that we have some knowledge that it is envious about success. I want to find out, what is this Krishna consciousness about? They don't want to admit, but they want to know. Everyone wants to know about Krishna.
Yeah.
It's not that everyone is hankering.
Has he read that Isha Upanishad?
Yes. He tried to understand.
Yeah?
He doesn't understand so much now.
So we have to do like that. Yeah, everyone is demon. Everyone. Demon means they're busy personal activity. That is it. And devotee means he has no sense that we have. He is only busy how to satisfy Krishna. Very busy. Anyway, if you serve Krishna sincerely, Krishna is with you, he'll never fall in danger.
Sometimes the devotees question, what is that book? The student, Chaitanya Charitamrita or Bhagavad Gita. We think that all of them are
absolute. Huh?
We think that all of them are absolute. Does not matter.
Yeah. It is just like sugar doll. And you have tried to destroy it. when I read the book, I open a new. Any book I take, and anywhere I open, I read.
Sometimes we feel like, I know myself personally, when I'm distributing like a second line of Chaitanya Charitamrita, I had this doubt, this feeling that you know, it's hard, it's somehow hard for me to understand Chaitanya Charitamrita. And I feel like, the karma, you will open the book, you'll look into it, and you'll become offended because you won't be able to understand how you work.
Chaitanya Charitamrita is not meant for ordinary person. Bhagavad Gita is Upanishad. And other things, Krishna, they read a story book. The Krishna trilogy is coming in it.
Yes. Nectar of Devotion also.
Nectar of Devotion is very nice.
Krishna Bhagavatam.
Many of the karmas appreciate for Canto Part 4, where King Pranjan, you understand that.
As many psychologists at the airport, I would attract them by giving them that particular vibe. Psychologists deal with the psychology of the condition itself. They would attract them that way.
Yeah, it's very nice. Pranjan. His city, his years, very interesting.
Sometimes we are very encouraged because we find people, they come back to us, they say, I've got Miss Roy, like that first part, or like that second canto. I found that in the army base, among the soldiers, I went to in an army base with the soldiers, and when they saw me, they came up and said, come back to the second canto. I like the first one so much.
Sometimes they come and demand
more books.
Yeah.
Sometimes they want 3 or 4 or 5 at a time. One book. So I listen to what I were distributing to proceeds to be worth, and then I start telling out of all my books again. Same 5 minutes later. Did you get the story of Krishna? Got the philosophy books from Bhagavatam, not the story of Krishna. Krishna book and the tradition came up and distributed 2 more books soon.
Yeah, when they take Krishna trilogy, they take set. 3?
Usually 1, just 1.
Mm-hmm. It is closed?
Yes, it's closed, but it's drafty.
So when we give them 8 books, we also give them 1 deck about the magazine. Help them understand. We say, read the magazine first. Come to one of our centers when we have questions. So that way we're distributing many big books and many decks about the magazines also at the same time.
Open the page and the front cover from the Hare Krishna market. So, just simply check this mantra, you'll be able to understand it's three books in a much higher way. Actually, it's
fast. His heart becomes clean to check up.
Sometimes you turn the book over like a Christian book and you show me a picture and you say, this is our teacher, and they like the teacher.
Mm. They didn't say, I've seen you.
They didn't even say, I've seen
you. Right, that's him. Come on.
All the employees at the Atlanta airport, now they all know you. They've all seen your books, and they've seen your picture. And when we go through the checkpoint, they say, oh, we saw him. We saw him come. We thought
this was Christian. So, someday, you hear the last time at the airport, you stood and asked, and we started going to the airport every day. When's it nice to meet you and come back to Atlanta? And she's always, digging about you.
know that they're unhappy. They know that they're
unhappy. And recently, that Kenneth Keith, I think that letter, he wrote to Gurudas.
Yeah.
Kenneth Keith was ambassador in India. So Gurudas met him. Now he's ambassador in Israel. So, he has written that you are all doing very nice. People appreciate any joy in life.
For two or three days, we're going to the airport. It's simply, this is during the whole controversy about cheating and the honesty and that controversy. So we just went and we just started preaching. And we actually didn't find that much of a diminution in the sales of the literatures. In fact, one time, a couple of us went out in Dodies, it was the airport, without wings or anything, for a weekend. We still did nothing. It was a little more difficult. They weren't so, some of the workers weren't. Well, the fact is that you can miss by speech.
Isn't it?
Dear Gurudas, thank you for your letter of January 2nd and for your continued prayers for me and my work. As you perhaps do not know, I am now ambassador to Israel. I have been in the United States for a couple of weeks, but have not been able to arrange for any free time in which I could meet with you, and have not been on the West Coast or at any point except Washington and New York. I hope it may be possible at some future time for us to get together, since as you know, I have great respect for you and your associates who serve the Lord according to your faith and perform many good deeds in these hectic days. Warm personal regards, sincerely, Kenneth Keith.
Anything, by the way, I understand. Simply to turn people's attention towards God, that's all. That is making it.
The problem is so fits in the first kid, when you say, oh yeah, it's a class, and then how if there's so many of the leaders taking this question of consciousness, and then,
how does it work?
A lot of times I hear you say that, like the other day, that the masses of people when Bhagavanta Prabhu was running for office, he was saying that it would be very difficult to get our present day leaders to take the Krishna consciousness. But then, trying to understand whether it is masses or leaders.
No, we are dealing generally with the masses. But if we can convert one leader, then it is equal to turning many people in the mind. That is the end. Somehow or other, we are doing Krishna's service. Either we serve the mass or the leader. Your service is dependent.
Sometimes the devotee questions, they were pure. They need everyone to take a big book. Sometimes the devotee's question, if we were pure, we could get everyone to take a book. It should be our fault if we're not pure enough. So we can't get everyone to take a big book. Or is it just that we can engage everyone? Can't get everyone to surrender completely?
That is also a devotional attitude. It's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying that I do not love Krishna. He finds that love, then I would have died without his presence. But I am living. Therefore, I have no lack of wisdom. There is another thing. What is too much addicted to the service of this world. There is no good side. So your headquarters is now Pittsburgh?
No, now Philadelphia.
Yes, sir.
In a new big zone. Can we see
in the Philadelphia University, I think. There was one, Mr. Norman Brown.
Temple University.
Not Temple.
No.
Philadelphia.
Temple is in Philadelphia. There's one called University of Pennsylvania. Yeah, they do.
Is
one that took your nectar of devotion? The one that took your nectar?
No, that is Temple University. There is another university. I think this
is University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. They call it Temple.
That university, there is one professor, Norman Brown. I mentioned he is very nice. He carried my bags to the bus station. He is very kind. His father was a clergyman in India, so he was born in India. So he has a good respect for Indian culture.
Is that when you went to speak in Philadelphia? Is that when you were speaking in Philadelphia then? And that was when Nityananda was there. Did you speak in his...
Nityananda was in New York. He's now dead?
Yes, I think so.
Nityananda was working with Dr. Bose. Bose's laboratory. And before my journey, it was disclosed that I was also, Dr. Bose had one department. He was in charge. That was second stage. The first stage I used to publish and distribute. As a kiosk, I did not mind whether one paid or not. I was distributing. So I was spending about 400 rupees. I did not care if one paid or not. I was distributing. Then when I retired, left home, I was publishing and distributing myself to get subscription. Because Krishna is very cheap. 2 rupees, 4 anas for the year. Two copies per month. Just like you publish the Harmonist. Then I published Bhagavata. So I was going to write these school colleges and everyone was purchased. My Bhagavata has been purchased by your Congress Library in Delhi, Jagat office. So, there was standing order, 18 copies of my book, as soon as I published. The head librarian in India, New Delhi, he gave me standing order. Dallas is very cold? No. Dallas.
Yeah, it's warm.
What?
Probably warmer than here.
New York is cold.
Yes. Now New York is paying $100 back to the office every month. New York Temple.
Oh.
And you saw the Ludlow? New York?
Yes. With the Ludlow?
They're making in New York Ludlows and packaging them and just giving them on the streets with Dr. Gardner's magazine. Many people come back for more. They like the taste.
And for each Ludlow, there is magazine? No.
Pardon?
If anyone wants Ludlow, then you have to take one magazine? No. One Ludlow presentation, but one magazine.
We're taking everyone as a practitioner now. So we all know. In the United States, they didn't know before, but when they see this little picture on the book, they know, oh, that's Krishna. We had in the book, and you say, what's happening? They said, oh, that's Krishna. See, so it's so successful that everyone's learning about Krishna.
Oh, as soon as they see the picture, they understand it's Krishna.
They see the picture of Krishna with the name, and they think of the devotees.
Oh, by seeing you.
No, when I see the book, they think, oh, the Hare Krishna devotees, I saw them on the street. When they see a picture of Krishna in the book, they think of the devotees chanting.
Sometimes, Srila Prabhupada, people travel from one airport to another, and they'll get a book in Chicago, and then they'll come to Atlanta, and we'll approach them to give them another book. And they've already gotten one book in Chicago. And they ask, How many of them are you around the world? Because they, everywhere they go, in every airport, they're getting books. So they think that there must be millions. They think that there must be millions of Hare Krishna devotees because everywhere they go, they're being approached to take a book.
I want to ask a boy in Washington Temple. How many devotees you thought we had in
He said, oh, I cannot guess. I said, maybe educated guess. He said, well, I've seen him here. I think maybe too late. I said 3,000. I said, I did see the poets in the Arbisha. You're thinking we're 2 million and we're simply a hindrance. And he came over convinced. Our books make us millions. People think we're millions because of the books.
For some reason. Then our moment is success. All Americans should have at least one set of books. That is not very difficult for them to purchase one set, you know. But it is a good asset for them if they keep and see sometimes. Any line he reads, he'll get a transcendental knowledge.
There's one very wealthy man in Atlanta who went to a nice presentation at his home. And then afterwards, that's when he went to Prasad and had a nice budget a few times. And afterwards, he bought a whole set of literature. He gave $100 literature for the whole
thing. Yes. For an American gentleman, $100 is nothing.
When I saw an airport, he was a boy. He might come read a Christian trilogy, and he was going to the airport, and I approached him, and he needed some books, and he needed more of them. And I didn't even have to ask for a donation. I automatically gave $20. And then I was walking down the hall and saw him again. He came running up to me again. He said, here, you're doing such a wonderful thing. You're going to need another $20. And somebody walked by. Somebody walked by as I was giving him another book. And he said, don't take that book. It's a ripoff. These people are trying to rip you off, you know. He said, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't understand. They don't understand. And then after that, he walked up to Charles H. booth and gave him another $40. Actually, he gave him like $70 and $65, $70 in the airports because he'd been one trilogy.
It's like in the book, the trilogy, the Christian book, because everyone needs to go become a devotee.
Yeah. That's okay.
And I,
anyone who reads that book, he would be like
a year ago, in a mall in Pittsburgh, especially at Pittsburgh Temple, I gave a big Christian book to him.
Yeah, George has become? George Harrison.
George Harrison?
He has become a devotee of Christian.
Yes.
Is there in the temple?
No. He is not there, but he chants all this. He's keeping one Jagannath within the bed. He saw me when I put he saw me in the now.
Yeah, but we use the name quite a bit.
Huh?
Distributed books, you know. A lot of people take books because of his name.
Hmm.
We often wonder, you know, what he was actually doing as far as the movement is concerned.
And he has got his forward.
Yes.
In the Krishna book.
Now each one for the divine.
Oh.
So he was showing that thing for us. Especially hippies and students.
Hmm.
Our students. Yeah, Krishna has what the big name you call him in part.
He gave me plus money for publishing this novel. $19,000. He's a good boy. He's a good boy and he has got good regard for me.
He just recently went on a concert tour around the country. and he was having the young people chant Krishna's names in the concert, and called the concert for many, many, many books and distributed.
He sang Krishna and Bhagavat on that river.
Yes. And he went on a tour of the United States, playing at different cities, concerts, and he would ask people in the audience to chant Krishna, Krishna.
He was asking?
Yes.
And wherever he would go, the devotees would be there, the prasad and the villages, distributing profusely. First he goes, sometimes the things that Krishna is arranging, these concerts, he's isolating, young people can come together so we can be there to reach many, many thousands at one time.
Krishna is all attractive.
We have no attraction for Krishna. You are attracting us to Krishna.
I think it's like that fasting. One, what is it called? That stone? No? Magnetic stone.
Yeah. Magnetic.
So, background magnetic stone. One iron, and then another iron, another iron. It's all attractive.
We're entirely happy by distributing your books.
Thank you. It's Krishna's book. But that cake?
Yeah.
With them?
There's no station pub. I was talking and I gave family a big, husband and wife a big Krishna book. The husband took the Krishna book, the wife was indifferent. A year later, the wife read the Krishna book and left the husband to join the temple. Just from reading the one book. And I was very mind by it. And when you see the results like that, you become in mind.
Just by distributing your books with you comes out of your life. Just by distributing your books with you comes out of your life.
Well, you are already self-realized. Otherwise, how can you put on the books? You love Krishna, therefore you are taking so much labor for pushing. And that is self-realized. If anyone tries to tell it that Krishna is the Supreme God, that is something.
Sometimes the boys ask if they can take birth again to be in books for you.
Very good.
Huh?
Very good.
Yeah.
That is real devotion. A devotee does not want to go to Vaikuntha or any liberation. They are satisfied with the service. That is pure devotion. And distributing votes for the benefit of going to Krishna. That is very selfish. But I want to simply distribute the book without any remuneration, without any my personal, very slowly. It's like Pulang Maharaj says, I do not wish to go to heaven unless I take all of these rests with me. And that is clear. Your devotion does not mean so he is always under the protection of Krishna. What is the use of going Vaikuntha? Wherever he stays, there is Vaikuntha. That is pure devotion. Mama Janmani Janmani Sare Bhuta Bhakti Rahipati. Life after life, I may go on with this business. You don't want it. Yes. Did you see?
When there's a new book, when a new book comes, we're very happy. We read it, and then when we read it, we become a ready to distribute it. And sometimes we'll read one, like one of the Gita or one of the Shiva and other time, and then we'll concentrate on that book because we feel so happy.
You are read Chaitanya Chaitanya.
Yes. You study Shiva and Bhagavatam in the morning, and Bhagavad Gita in the evening, and then in the day, we read Nectar Devotion, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Krishna Book at night. What was the voice of the
book? Never begun soul.
No.
Yeah.
Sometimes, when we give someone a book, we tell them that there's 80 volumes, and on the 10 volumes, they just remain. Sometimes they'll say, I want to have a book. Show them another book. I've got that one. And you show them another book. I've got that one too. And say, oh, come over here. Let me show you what this came out. This boy son.
Oh, your son?
His son. He's in the book room.
Very good. How old is he?
Seven.
Hmm?
Ten.
How many?
10 years old.
10 years. Very good. And how old you are? Sometimes young father and children, we say, jokingly, Bapada Dui Bhai, father and son, two brothers. Bambata Diva. In India there are many fathers. Father and son. Age difference 16 years, 17 years. And mother and son 12 years, 13 years. There are many mothers. You have got one son?
I have a daughter also.
Hmm?
I have a daughter also.
Ah. younger than him? What is that?
Either some negative guess. Nobody gets you, that's why we get more negative.
What is this?
This is a got point of guess made for you. A temple guess. And they paint this picture.
Pencil? This is pencil.
Yes, pencil or watercolors. I think it's watercolors.
So you want to take again election? No.
Not if you don't want to, Papa. I'll just give you an opportunity to preach if you want. If you're not very enthusiastic about it, I don't want to do it.
No, I'm enthusiastic. Provided you don't want money.
Hey, we can get our own. I get the money.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to cost very much. Only thing we would need is maybe two men to help. And we think it won't cost only for 2 or 3 months out of the year.
Then it doesn't. It will make sure right along in the city.
Yeah.
So then and you get the opportunity to decide it. You won't.
This is quite a Bhakti Doug. And he was a personal secretary of Maharishi for 2 years.
Oh.
Traveled all over with him. And one day, he was a very good student. And one day Maharishi said, if you really want to know the highest truth, it's Krishna consciousness. And then he left.
Oh, Moses said like that.
Yeah, he said that. It took me a while to make the transition, but consciousness here is not a good thing.
He came out, and we had a chant, we had Shang, we had BTGs and students of BTGs, and he took a BTG and gave $1 donation. And Pettis one day and said, you boys keep chanting the holy names of God. And Guru Maharaj did it. Little fat boy. So he told his disciples that if you want to learn, you should go to the Hare Krishna temple and learn Pooja. Because they know how to worship. And they go and worship them. They thought it weird that only the disciples know how to
worship. They're just imitating.
Hmm?
They're just imitating the Krishna consciousness.
Yeah.
No other group is to exert yourself.
Huh?
No other group, no other society with Vasi is to be exert yourself. Okay, Guru Maharaj, they published one magazine for some time with his devotees. They went out and distributed a short time, but they couldn't have a case for continuing the distribution. So it had stopped them.
Attribution.
Yes.
So he's still making progress.
Guru Maharaj?
Huh?
Not so much. You don't hear about him. There's not much activity. Just big and
decreasing. We are increasing. They are decreasing.
The Christians sometimes are distributing.
Sure.
Sometimes the Christians are distributing papers. So at the airports, we invite them to come and take the side of us. But again,
they come.
They're reluctant. Some, one or two come.
But every once in a while, someone we meet, just reading books, comes and joins for the club. One time a businessman, one time a soldier, and the rest of us are going to join us. I think at 12 o'clock, 12:30 lunch break. Sometimes we're joined by one of the people just reading books.
Why anybody is Maharshi?
I was Maharshi in 1969. They said they needed some help because they didn't have a son of this, so I organized a movement and out of my parents' house. I had to send it and establish Mexican Jehovah's Witnesses and start the movement there. And then they finally sent some full-time teachers. They established a family there. And then I decided to go be with Maharishi at a different point. Doing extensive meditations, long periods of time. And eventually he formed a committee. This is in 1971-72. He started to form a college called MIU, Maharishi International University. And he started to invite educators and he wanted to. I forgot to have this project with the Brahmashi.
Why you, Mr. Maharishi?
Maharishi International University.
Oh.
Yeah. And so he started to formulate a curriculum. He's trying to present Vedic studies in Western terms. So he formed this council, an executive, called his executive council. They have 108 people, but this is what you call this. 108. 108, but the official term is the Executive Council. And that's what I was looking at.
How many students are there?
How many students are do this meditation?
The university.
In the university? I haven't been with them in a year and a half, but, They recently bought a college and they have a part of a college in Santa Barbara, University of California. So they're pretty well established education. But it's losing its potency actually. I think it's actually reached its peak. In fact, when I was with Maharishi operators, they seen a lot of his potency seem to diminish his charisma. You get more and more impressed that people weren't actually reaching this disbelief, he was talking to it didn't seem like he was satisfied with the embarrassment he did. And certainly he wasn't answering the questions because all that time I was asking him who was the highest truth. And he even talked, when he talked to God, I would say, who is God?
Huh?
I would say, who is God? And he would ask him, who is Krishna? And what about his Krishna consciousness? And then it was the world we're juggling it. We had to evade our questions and satisfy our internet, but really not. The questions keep coming, and somehow he kept us from going into too much detail about it. But eventually, I didn't see him for 3 days. I was in the mountains with some other people, and we were making up these curriculums for this college program. And he was doing some transcriptions on the Brahma Sutra, and he came out, and he was in a very solemn mood, and he said, yes, and you know, what he realized the truth is, he had realized from the Brahma Sutra, he was the Krishna consciousness of the highest state of consciousness. That's shortly after that. I feel that I could have thought chatting on this shit, making that progress.
He
turned to the Bhagavad Gita. There are only 6 chapters.
Actually, it's interesting about that, because he finished the whole Bhagavad Gita, and he put out these first 6 chapters in a really, bogging word way, the first 6 chapters saying that, presenting in a way that people can still enjoy material friends enjoyment instead of the second meditation. I had a chance to hear the rest of the Bhagavad Gita, to get translated. And we asked him, we heard that he had it. We asked him why he didn't put it out. He said that the people from the Western world were ready to hear what he had to present. But actually, what it had to say was he very authentic. What I read was very close to what you had to say to the Prabhupada. He said that he's surrendered by the senses of the human. And I have hopes that maybe someday Father Bhagavad suggested the idea that I should write him a letter and ask him to have a meeting with you. And maybe some conciliation could be made. Maybe he could come to the senses or something that he could propagate this Krishna consciousness. Because there are so many followers. And I think that there must be some sincerity. I've been with this for so long. It must be misattentions there. But I think that he honestly feels that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and I notice that on his puja table, he always had a picture of Krishna. Taking the count.
Instead of asking him to preach, you preach. He has already enunciated a type of formula. It is very difficult for him to change. He does not say that he is Bhagavan.
No, he does not say he is God.
That is good.
He always talks in terms of higher states of consciousness, in terms of first cosmic consciousness, which I understand the profound realization when you talk in terms of after that, the sixth day of consciousness, or the God consciousness, or the extra, and then the Paramatma, then you talk of the highest state of consciousness. You know, but he continues to get away from it, putting new type of limitation, the sense control and all, and this is what I have to tell him to say. Even though, like, the more I was with him, he suggested, you know, to his close associates to follow the principles of Brahmacharya, the commitment of those Brahmacharyas, and told us to read the scriptures every day. And have a lot of association about seeing movies and around the
world. What is it? What's her character? He's observing celibacy?
As far as I'm concerned, you know, he's been celibate also. And he has mastered. He comes from the Shankaracharya tradition. He's mastered himself. The last Shankaracharya. And supposedly he's mastered the life of us celibate. So, as far as I know, he was an English practicer. Some other rumors have come up from him. I heard that the rumors originally in Geneva with his Beatles in there in India, that there's something going on like that. But as far as I know, and anybody else that I've been involved in the movement, that he was very strict about that. And he encouraged it to move.
Brahmacharya.
When was that? Brahmacharya.
That's celibacy. Do you have that?
Yes, as far as I know.
Don Arthur told me that he has a doctorate. Degree in some science physics. Degree in PhD in physics.
PhD in physics. Master's degree.
In physics. In physics.
His master's only to finish school before he gets right up with him.
He talks, tries, or
does? He does talk a lot, yeah. He tries to present Vedic ideas, which is Vedic ideas in scientific terms, for the people that less will understand. So originally he came out talking about God consciousness and so forth, but eventually he got more and more into this course that he called the Science of Creative Intelligence, SDI, which is what